The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Where has the week gone? Oh, my goodness. It is Friday again. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you're a regular listener, you know that on Fridays we ease our screening considerably. During the week, we might tell you, yeah, no, that's off topic. Why don't you call back on Friday? On Friday, we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about whenever you want to talk about it. I love talking to our listeners. Whether you agree or disagree, you know, as long as we can keep it sensible and rational, maybe even a little logical, and suitable for radio. I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Mount Carmel Health System here in Columbus is in the spotlight again, and once again, it is not in a good way. I'll get to that story in just a moment. But before I forget, many of you live up in the Ashland, Ohio area. We have a lot of listeners in Ashland. Well, Joy and I will be beginning a four-day revival at First Baptist Church of Ashland this coming Sunday. We'll be there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. First Baptist Church of Ashland. You say, Bob, how are you going to be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Very carefully. Yes, I will be doing the program here in Columbus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I told the pastor, sing till we get there. Joy and I, the minute I get off the air, we will hop in the car and drive, of course, within the legal speed limit. But we will get to First Baptist Ashland as quick as we possibly can Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. So we begin Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then we'll also be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're really excited. First time we've ever been at First Baptist Church of Ashland. Pastor Butch White has been a friend for many, many years. But we're looking forward to being there. And again, I know that many of you live in that area within driving distance of Ashland. If you live in Mansfield, of course you could drive up to Ashland. First Baptist Church, Ashland, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Four-day revival. Yes, churches do still have revivals. They do. Now, what we're praying right now, the revival simply dates on a calendar. That's all it is right now. The pastor, the church, Joy and I are praying that the dates on the calendar will turn into a real, genuine revival. And yes, revivals still do occur. Yes, God is still capable of bringing revival. And that's what we're praying will happen. Again, First Baptist Church, Ashland, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Well, Mount Carmel is in the news again, all concerning Dr. William Heusel. The hospital has already, and I'm shocked at the fact that the hospital has already settled with the families of three patients who died under Dr. Heusel's care. And there are well over 30 patients that have, the allegation is that up to 35 patients received fatal doses of pain medication. Most of them, not necessary, far, far overprescribed. And at first, we thought they were all terminal. They were going to die anyway soon, and Dr. Heusel just hastened their death a little bit. We have found out now, however, some of these people were not terminal. They were not terminal. Anyway, it has become a national scandal, and here is the latest today. Let me read. In late November, days after Mount Carmel Health System suspended Dr. William Heusel and removed him from patient care, the hospital renewed Heusel's credentials that would allow him to continue to work and see patients at Mount Carmel. After they suspended him, they renewed his credentials. Quote, the maneuver is confusing and stands out because Mount Carmel would ultimately fire Dr. Heusel on December 5th after an internal investigation alleged that he ordered or helped administer excessive or even potential fatal doses of pain medication to at least 35 patients. The hospital's own timeline shows that Mount Carmel first became aware of concerns about Heusel's patient care on October 25th of 2018. On November 19th of 2018, the hospital received another formal report related to Heusel's care. On November 21st, the hospital received another formal complaint concerning his care. So October 25th, November 19th, November 21st. On or about November 26th, Heusel was reappointed to the active medical staff that would allow him to continue to see patients. He was fired 8 days later on December 5th. It's a little bizarre. After he was being formally investigated for killing patients under his care, his credentials were renewed. Mount Carmel did not dispute the timeline and released the following statement. Quote, Mount Carmel removed Dr. William Heusel from all patient care on November 21st, 2018. On December 5th, 2018, following additional investigation, Mount Carmel terminated Dr. Heusel's employment. Although he was re-credentialed during this time as part of our standard medical staff credentialing process, it is important to know that Mount Carmel did not allow Dr. Heusel to care for patients after November 21st, 2018. So the explanation from Mount Carmel, it was just standard procedure. Just, you know, it was just standard procedure. I can't imagine anything being standard about a doctor being accused of fatally over-prescribing pain medication to patients. But anyway, it continues. Then, in addition to that, a New Albany doctor, the proprietor of Columbus Pain Specialists, Dr. Khalid Amir, has been indicted on 28 counts, including aggravated drug trafficking, aggregated funding of drug trafficking, theft, insurance fraud, telecommunications fraud, falsification, according to the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office. Dr. Khalid Amir is 56 years old. He has been practicing in New Albany for quite some time. The local Drug Enforcement Administration initially focused on him after an allegation of overprescribing opioid medication. Quote, it is alleged Dr. Amir received a cash kickback for the sale of opioid pills after providing the prescription for them. Now, this is in light of the fact that the opioid crisis is front and center, and people are dying on almost a daily basis here in central Ohio. Now, innocent until proven guilty, but the charges are that this guy was taking bribes to overprescribe opioid medication. If he is guilty, I would hope he would serve a very, very lengthy prison term because he has blood on his hands. If he's guilty, we don't know that yet, but if he is guilty, local doctor, Columbus pain specialist. Oh, my goodness. Hey, been wanting to take a fancy, fancy vacation, but just don't have the money. Oh, I got a great idea for you. Yeah. Yeah. When we come back, I have to take a break. But, yeah, I'll tell you how to avoid all of the cost, all the money of some expensive vacation. Wait till you hear this story. My goodness. After we return. Stay tuned.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, I'm going to give you the answer for the problem. If you want to take a expensive, fancy vacation but can't afford it, I have the answer. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, let me, and I've got to be very careful how I say what I'm about to say. Someone came to me this morning and said that their daughter is a teacher in the Columbus Public Schools. That's something that I knew. And again, I have to be very evasive in what I say. I can't give you any details because I don't want to get someone in trouble. But a child, an adult child, is a teacher in the Columbus Public Schools. This teacher reached out to the parent and said, all of the teachers in the Columbus Public Schools just received an email from the school district. And the email stated to all the teachers, and this is not verbatim because I have not seen the email, and I'll tell you why I haven't seen the email here in a moment. But the email basically said, you know, a lot of students in the schools will be celebrating Ramadan soon, and you need to be very sensitive to these students. Please remember that they will be fasting during the daytime hours. You may need to make special concessions to your students who are Muslim, and you need to help them. You need to encourage them. You need to be understanding. You may need to make special arrangements and just be kind, considerate, and just help our Muslim students as they celebrate Ramadan. Now, the teacher involved said, we were forbidden to say one thing about Easter. We were forbidden to even bring up Easter. We can't talk about Jesus. We can't talk about the resurrection. We can't talk about why Christians celebrate Easter. We are forbidden to talk about anything about Christianity. And yet we got an email, I don't know whether demanding or encouraging, probably encouraging us to take special care of the religious beliefs, the religious feelings, and the religious practices of the Muslims in the Columbus School District. So I said to this individual, I said, can you please have them forward the email to me? I would love to read that email. I'll be very careful. I won't give the name. I won't give any specifics, nothing like that. And I was hoping to have that for you today. The individual involved, and again, I'm trying to be as vague as I can be for obvious reasons. The individual involved just popped their head in the studio and said they're afraid to do that because the school district traces their email, follows their email, reads their email. And they're concerned about getting in trouble for forwarding that email. And while I'm deeply saddened I could not pass along the exact wording of that email, I understand. But isn't that fascinating? And by the way, if any of you have connections to the Columbus City Schools and some of you might be able to get a hold of that email, send it to me. And I promise I will read it anonymously. I will not divulge where I got it from, who I got it from. But if anybody has access to the email that went out to Columbus City School teachers about how they should treat students concerning Ramadan, please send it to me, bob@bobtalk.com. bob@bobtalk.com. I would love to pass along that email exactly as it was written to all of you folks. All right, now, quick. If you would like to take a real fancy vacation but you can't afford one, well, you can fake a vacation. You've heard of staycations? Well, how about a fakeation? Yeah, fake. Yeah. There is a Nebraska-based company that will, for a small fee, superimpose pictures of you on backdrops of your favorite vacation location, Hawaii, the Grand Canyon, or any other popular place. Officials with the Fake a Vacation website, this actually exists, Fake a Vacation, say their clients stage their jaunts partly because they want to have travel pictures on Facebook and Instagram because all of their friends are. I'm not making this up. There is actually an organization in Nebraska called Fake a Vacation, and they will put your picture, they will Photoshop, photo edit pictures of you any place in the world where you want to say that you want to go. A study by the travel website JetCost surveyed more than 4,000 people and found more than 10% of their clients admitted to putting fake travel pictures up on their social media sites. Are you serious? Because you have friends who went to some fancy vacation and you don't want to be left behind? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.